Thank you. our schus and covet to have a yidid of the yeshiva, a personal yidid, Rav Agoin, Rav Aaron Lapiansky, Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Greater Washington. Rav Aaron.
In Parshas Mishpatim, which has in itself the Din of Chayshim Mishpat, L'Roiv, also has within the context of halachas of Din of Paskening, there's also the Din of Midvar Sheker Terchak, which on the one hand, in the context, it's a halacha on Dayanim to be done Din Emes Lamitoy, L'Sata Mishpat V'Yerich Midvar Sheker Terchak. But Midvar Sheker Terchak is taken to apply to all midas. It's part of the Hilchas Midas. But what's strange about it is you don't find in the Torah things that are gedarim. In other words, you don't find, Tosfos says, b'di'eved and lechatchila. You don't find the mishmeres lemishmartoi. The Torah says muta or asur, and the Rabbanan are the ones who put in a little bit of a shmira, and they say move back a bit, and so on. The Torah says midvar sheket tirchak. The tirchak part of it doesn't. It that's sort of a Rabbanan kenyan. The like it says schar schar amin lenazira lekarmel lesikrav. We tell a nazir to move away, not to get close to the kerem, even though he's only asur b'yayin. The Rabbanan are the ones that have that type of gedarim. So why does the Torah say midvar sheket tirchak and say it in the lashon of harchaka when betzim should say shek is asur al toima shek al todun sheker? Why does the Torah use the lashon of tirchak? I want to also point out an inyan which it says about the luchas that it was ksuvim mishnei evrehem, that it was written on both sides, which had to include a certain neis for the samach nemer. Shailas, it's not clear in the pasuk, other than the fact that it's meant to be a neis. Is there a tachlis in neis? But there are chlal, things were written. A neis was only if there was a need for a neis. But there wasn't ever nisim just to show. So the inyan of writing the ksav mishnei evrehem, what's the inyan of writing ksav mishnei evrehem? Why are the luchas given like that? I want to go back a second to the inyan of the dvar sheket tirchak. And there are, it says over here in the chinuch, that the reason, it's not medayik the word tirchak, but he says that the inyan of staying away from sheker is because sheker is the hefech midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The etzem midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and sheker is the hefech, and therefore anything else, all einshim are royal to come on someone who's sheker, because be'etzem it's as opposed to other halachas where there's a midah keneged midah, and you say that this is specific to this, this is specific to this. This is keneged the main mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So that's the lashon. The chinuch says that's the ikur, and Rabbeinu Yoina he says the same thing when he speaks to Shari Tshuva. He says that that sheker is emes is from the yisoidei anefesh, and sheker is something that addresses. It's an avera that goes to the heart or against the heart of that which is the mechuvah. So I want to try to understand a little bit and understand the ramifications of that. When we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas in the world, his midas, and our need to emulate them, the pasuk that we learn it from is Valachta Bidrachav, and the Rambam applies the entire framework of midas to Valachta Bidrachav. And it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different ways, they're called drachav, different drachim, and we're supposed to go along, mahu rachum, mafata rachum, mahu chan, mafata chan, and so on. The Rambam, when he's koveya, the appropriate way of going in the midas and the derech of Hashem, he says that the appropriate way is a certain mishkal, it's a certain weighing of the midas. So a person is not supposed to be apathetic, a person is not supposed to be constantly on edge, between the midah of kas and adishus, between apathy to someone who's ready to explode any minute. There's supposed to be some derech hayosher that a person uses some elements of kas at some appropriate times. The same thing in gaiva and in shiflus, between being depressed to being arrogant, a person is supposed to use and weigh those middles in a way that's appropriate. So a person is supposed to have a certain sense of self-worth, but not an exaggerated one, and so on and so forth. That's the general picture that the Rambam gives of the entire scope of midas. And Darkei Hashem are always measured. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives things with a certain midah. He doesn't give, it's like when we daven, it says when there's too much rain, we daven, Ein Yisrael Yecholim, we can't be seivel too much or too little, we need just the right amount. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas are also b'mishkol mishura. And that's appropriate how a person ought to act. There is one midah, one hanhaga, that being that it's at the core of hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this doesn't apply to. And that is the midah of emes. And we'll explain, we'll try to explain soon on the kud of what it means, the midah of emes. The midah of emes is, as opposed to other midahs which sort of radiate out of a central point, that central point is called emes. The Gemara says that Chosomish HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, because just like when you write a letter and you sign it, every letter that you write is written differently. Sometimes you write friendly, sometimes you write sternly, sometimes you write about this, about that. The ksiva is mishtane from letter to letter, from ksav to ksav. That's the nature of ksiva. And what makes ksiva an expression of the person is the fact that it's mishtane kefi, what he feels like. A person feels stronger, a person feels weaker. All of these things are expressed in the ksiva. The chsima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the constant. You don't change signatures, because by definition, the signature is you. It's the atzmius of yourself, of your ratzin, as put down. And if a chsima is changed, we don't say, well, today he was in the mood to sign this way, yesterday he was in the mood to sign that way. The chsima is what's keveya, the guf of the person. So when it says the chosomesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, it means that the point that's constant, the point that's immutable, that's the point that's called emes. And b'meila, it's a midah. There's no such thing. The Rambam doesn't say it. There's no such thing as a little bit shek, a little bit emes. There are exceptions. There are things that might be doicha the midah mipnei hasholem, but it's not the pshat that the shleimus of the midah. In Gaivan and Anova, the balance between shiflus and Gaiva is the correct balance. It's not a dichui. It's not one is the other. The correct midah of Anova is a certain balance between shiflus and Gaiva. Emes is always emes. And there are times when mutar l'shanos, but it's not agdara of the midah of emes. So that's the midah of emes. And that's why I think it says midvar sheker tirchak, because the Rambam says it. The Rambam explains the midah. It says have ma'od ma'od shval ruach. He says, being that anova is such a tricky midah, the Torah, the chachamim pushed you to a side. I think midvar sheker tirchak means there's no makom, whereas all other midas there's a makom to balance it. Midvar sheker tirchak means that there is no makom where sheker goes into the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila, that emes only is the midah. I want to try a little bit to explain what is the midah of emes as the emes applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in other words, when we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, We talk about emes, we talk in the context of lying. We ask somebody, did you do this? And the person says, no, I didn't. Will you do this? We say, yes, we will. We don't do it. So for us, emes and sheker is either being made edus, you know, or in one way or another, saying something that happened, or promising something. It's hard, I mean, it's hard to apply that midah, that sense, to a kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach, it certainly is dove echad l'yoshev reikom, that's true. But what is the etzem midah of it? In other words, how do we exactly explain the anhaga? Where does it manifest itself? The emes is just sort of the dealings between people. You know, you say something, you meant it, you didn't mean it, you're accurate. But how does it manifest itself by a Kaddish Baruch? So, I think the mechuvin is as follows. The world is created with a pnim and a toichen, and a way in which that tochen is expressed to the world. Just like in a person's own mahus, we have a person's thoughts and feelings and ideas, and the koyach hadibur is an expression of it, and that is what brings it out, and the maisim of the person bring it out to a certain degree. The koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with machshava, b'tchila ola b'machshavto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mechuvin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a rotzen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed that rotzen and expresses that rotzen both in the Dvar Hashem and in the Bria b'ayfen klali. The core of Midas HaEmes is that the chutz express properly the pnim in both directions. That which is inside is expressed, that which is the mechuvin, that which HaKadosh Baruch has in mind is that which gets expressed, and that which appears to us and that which is expressed to us is true to the pnim. Loshen the Gemara is piva libay shavin, as opposed to echad bepev echad belev, as the hagdoris of what is appropriate realm of neder and shvua, as opposed to some which is sheker and oshav. So you have the world constructed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol has a rutzen that is the rutzen that he wants of the world, and the midas ha'emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that everything that will develop in this world and come out to this world is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is the mechuvit. That's the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Luchais, of the Oisis on the Luchais being Mishnei Avrehem. In other words, when I write on a surface and I put down my mechuvin, the letters are, so to speak, what I want to say. The cloth, the stone, is a medium. I express it with the ink on the paper. When I'm using stone, I'm actually inscribing the letters. The stone is the medium, and the letters are the content. As long as the letters don't penetrate through and through, then in the other side of it, that means there's a piece of rock other than the letters. There's something part of the medium. Just like, for instance, there's an expression that was a point of contention in the Rishonim and the Mefarshim of Tanakh. Some early Mefarshim write that certain expressions in Tanakh are there l'tiferes hamalitza, rhetorical. In other words, when a person talks, can you say every single word he said meant something? You say things with a certain flourish for the rhetoric, for the general picture. It's a little bit of excess, but it's the norm to do that. That was an approach by some of the Radak used expression. The Malbum and the Goyen and so on were very, very upset with that approach, and they said, Chas v'shalom, there are no Litiferes HaMelitzes in the Lashon of Navi. Every single turn of phrase and every single repetition has in itself some content expressed that way, and just have to figure it out. So the nekuda of being written through and through, that's something that is unique to Michtav Elokim. Michtav Elokim is when the medium and the message are true to each other 100%. I don't want to go off too much, but it's fascinating. The Lashon in Chazal for the description of the Koyches of Ra in the Zohar Kodesh and the Gemara in some places, Medrash, is called Samoel. The Malach of Ra, equivalent to the Satan, is called Samoel. The Samach and the Mem, and like is the part that describes the Malach, and Kael means the Malach, like Michoel, like Avriel. The Samach and the Mem that were beneath in the Luchos means because Ra be'etzim L'chura has no makom to be go through and through. There, L'chura is no etzem kavan of Ra in the Bria, and it's a nace that it shaykh to have it like that. Because be'etzem samach hamem shouldn't be able to do that. I don't want to go off, but just to understand and see how much oimek there is in the Chazal and these nyanim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah in which the expression and the content match up 100%. That's the Midas HaEmes. Another way in which Chazal described it was, they said, Anoichi is an Etrikin, Ano Nafshi, Kasvis Yahivis. I took my quote-unquote self and inspired it and wrote it out and gave it over. In other words, usually when you write something, the writing is of myself, but it's not my entire self. And we can't do that, and we don't do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, there's something, Ano Nashkas means the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma HaMechuvenes, what he wanted out of the Bria, and what he put into Bria, he put into Torah. And that's why we can darshan it an infinite amount of ways, because the writing and what was put into it and what's there are one and the same, and they're 100%. So the Midas of Emes, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida, relates not in what he says that it happens to come true. It is true, but that's not the oimek of Midas HaEmes. The oimek of Midas HaEmes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what he wanted, the neshama that he put into the Bria, and the revelations that come from it, and what he reveals to us and what he gives to us, is one and the same. That's the Midas HaEmes. I want to try to sort of bring it, since we're talking about the world of Midas and of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we said, in all Midas, we need to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that particular area. When the time comes to be a Rachum or a Chanan, we're supposed to do that. When the time comes to be Misnag Midas Ledin, we're supposed to do that. Those are all Midas that the main function is to figure out what to do when and to do it right and so on appropriate. But like the Chinuch says, and like the like Rabbeinu Yonah, if we're to ask ourselves which midah is the yesod hanefesh, which midah describes a person as in a very nekuda, in a certain sense, other midahs become meaningless if you don't have that center point, because all midahs radiate from the center point. That would be midas haemes, and midas haemes would not be described simply as telling the truth or keeping your word or promise. That's the outermost layer of it. The real Midas HaEmes is that a person's penimius and a person's chitzonius are perfectly aligned. It means that on the one hand, a person who is not doing what his nefesh wants of him, that's a certain level of sheker. The person, like it says, sister or yimol mal, are both translated as kachash, as kazov in the Targum. They're both elements of sheker. And the flip side is, when a person does things that are not emes to himself, he does it for show, he does it for pretense, he does it for any reason, but as an expression of anon nafshi, kasas yahavis, then the person is a mushkus in a certain oimek that goes to the heart of it. For a person who's lucky in any midah, but he's emes a person, you can talk to him, and you know, and the person will respond. Maybe not. Maybe a little more pushing. Maybe more mussar. But the person will respond. But if a person is not emes to himself, then he'll never respond, because the chutz and the panim are not connected. Imagine you have a keyboard to a computer and it's not connected. You can bang whatever codes you want. It's not going anyplace. The worst midah, because it's the sheirish of the midas, is when the person is sheker, which means there's a disconnect between toich and chutz, then the person is really, really locked in all the midas. He might happen to be a nice person. He might have this, but it's never because the das of the person or the neshem person is expressing itself. It happens to be as a nice goof. He's nice, he's amiable, he's easy, but it's not coming because there's anything expressing itself outwards. There's no michtav alakim at all on those luchos. So, in the big picture, if we're to ask ourselves, the sheirish of a person's avodas, like the chinuch Rabbi Yonah say, that this is nefesh ha'adam, and midas ha'emes is the sheirish of it, and therefore the person is the person himself midvar sheket terchak. There's no makom for any variations, because the midah of emes is the core midah. Any midah that comes that radiates out, sometimes this is more right, sometimes this is more right. When you want to have the midpoint, you balance, if you're going here, you balance it the same amount the other way. When you're at the midpoint itself, any deviation is off. It's not a balance. And that's why it says in Vashaket Terchok, the guf hamidah, it's not our chokah in the way the Rabbanan said, you shouldn't come to be over. It's our chokah because that is the atzmis, that's the guf of Kol HaTorah Kula. I want to add a few words, it's late, but I wanted to add, my brother-in-law, Chaim Trachad Miro Sheshiva, passed away a few months ago. He was a Ben Iroi, the Bodle Chaim Toim Aruchim of the Sheshiva here, and Yedid, and many of the Rebbeim here were Chaver and Yedidim. And I was thinking, if I can, what's the Midah Toiva? What if we can try to put a finger? So much has been spoken about that he was like everybody else. And if he could do it, everybody could do it. And you know, certainly he was meuter with many mindless midas tovos. But I think possibly the core midah, or certainly this was a midah that was essential to him, was he was an ish emes in this nekuda. There was not a gap between what he thought a person ought to do and what he did. He was emes when he would ask over dozens of times pshat, if he didn't know it. He was emes in his expression. Even his musr, if you go back and you listen and people went to shmuzen of his, he didn't say great chidushim, but they had a powerful impact. And the powerful impact was because there was a certain sense of a non nafshis kasvis yahavis. He said, he spilled his neshama out, and he said the things as he lived them. And there wasn't any teferes hamalitza. There wasn't anything that was there for the effect, for the dramatic effect. There wasn't anything there that was a turn of phrase for that purpose. He had his own hargashas came out. and he was very blunt and said them the way he was, and it has a very, very powerful impact. When a person's neshama's impact is not stopped by the excess of the chutz, whether it's the dipurim yutarim, whether it's the put on the pretenses, they're very, very powerful, very, very hard. Neshama's impact is the impact of a neshama, and that was his koyach. That's the way he lived. When people speak about his yisurim and his hardships, it brought out, when it's very, very hard to do something and you do them, it means that this is what you really feel you ought to do. When it's sunny weather and you come to shacharis, you learn, you do nice things, good things, it's fine. There's always a good mechuvin in it. But the yisurim brought out the sharpness of what he was and what he really was. And it's a midah for persons to ask himself, what is the midah that I need to take on that's the yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula? The Torah tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, is emes. When you want to know whether a person speaks in the name of Hashem, they're called Navi emes. And a Navi doesn't need to do a maizfes, doesn't need to do an ois. But if there's one nekuda of sheker out of 100 nekuda of emes, he got it right 100 times and once wrong, then he's not a Navi, he's a Navi sheker. Emes doesn't tolerate deviations. And the emes is an emes to ourselves, to the toiv, to the neshama in a person. And sometimes a person needs to do things that are beyond him. A person needs to push himself, like the Mesil Shalom says, that the chisayin is maris apnimius. It is a technique. But a person needs to be aware of that. A person needs to understand, I'm doing this, I'm not holding by it, but it'll push me. But a person needs always to be in tune of what his real mitzvah is. And if a person does it, if a person is mischazik in midas emes, and in the midas emes where his core self is that which is expressed, it's a kli for kolam midas kulis. It's a kli for kolam tari kulis. And I think in terms of, we saw in our own eyes how far a person reached in so many different areas, whether it's his chesed, whether it's his Torah, whether it was Avraham's Torah, all the milas of Midas Tovus came because of a certain shayrish. And as we should be zeichet HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avtoches, that not one nevuas emes of his will be chayzer eikom, and that the Dvar Hashem will be emes kayim la'ad for the gulas.